Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Goose can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hey, we got a cool giveaway today for all my country music fans out there. I've been given an urgent message from Galen. Hold on.
Hot off the press.
I'm getting my phone. I lost my work email. Damn it.
Not a problem, my
Damn
friend. Not
it.
A problem.
I had it. It was there.
Well, I tell
we
you
go.
What.
I got it.
I didn't have anything.
No. Brooks and Dunn.
Yes.
And their Reboot 2024 tour are coming to the I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm on Friday, May 3rd. And we got your chance to win tickets. Keep listening for details. This is a Live Nation show, so we will give away one pair of tickets per day this week to Brooks and Dunn.
Wow.
So check that out. Get to our headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Bad news for the Marlins, as if it couldn't get worse.
What do you mean?
Craig Mish, he tweeted out less than an hour ago, the Marlins are placing Jake Berger on the IL with an oblique injury. As if things couldn't get any worse, there's that. Otto Lopez, who was tearing it up in Jacksonville, will be taking his spot on the 26-man roster.
What is indefinite leave? Is that what IL stands for?
No.
Okay.
Just the, is it inactive or injured list? I don't even actually, you know what? Yeah. I don't know. Used to be the DL. Apparently that was politically incorrect. Yeah. They changed that.
They had to keep it on the DL.
So it's no longer the DL. When I was a kid, it used to be the DL. Now it's the IL. I don't know if it's inactive or it's injured. I think it's injured, but.
Injured list, indeed.
The injured list. Jake Berger has now been added to that. And,
I see why it was changed from the DL. I see now what it was previously.
Marlins 3-13 on the season. They had one yesterday, could have won in their first series of the year, and instead Marcelo Zuna hit a 3-run homer.
Ah.
So there's that. Marlins, they open up a series tonight, I believe, with the San Francisco Giants.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Apparently Edward Cabrera is coming back too. I think I saw Fish Stripes report that today. So that's good. That means no AJ Puck.
Yes, which is always good.
Put him in the bullpen, you know? Like, I don't mind about it. I don't want AJ Puck off the team. I just don't want to pitch in five innings.
Here's the problem. You don't have enough starters. You got to move.
No, Edward Cabrera's a starter, though. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, so you're gonna, he's coming back.
I'll tell you what,
wait,
though.
Wait, he's coming back from injury? You going to plug him in for a whole game?
Listen, Max Meyer. AJ Puck. I will say, though, Max Meyer, he's good.
Yeah.
two of the fish. They say wins don't matter for pitchers. I don't know about that. I don't know. I understand why they said that, because the whole Felix Hernandez thing, but Max Meyer, he goes on the mound, the Marlins win. They've only got three of them. He's got two of them.
Only have three of them, dude.
Yep.
Wow.
It's a rough-looking record. It's tough. 3-13 is a tough-looking record.
Yeah.
That was my rookie year.
Oof.
It was brutal. Because you had to wait a whole another week.
Yeah, the Marlins are three back of the Nationals, who are 6-9. The Nationals have twice as many wins as they do. The Nationals.
Oh, boy. You know it's playoff time, so you know what they're doing on ESPN.
What are they doing?
Knicks talk.
Oh, dude. That's the one thing with the Knicks being a 2-seed. They're going to be all over that.
Stephen A. Oh, my goodness.
He's going to be so sad when the Heat bounce the Knicks. He's going to be so sad. It's going to be great. I can't wait. I am looking forward to that. Heat's playing game is on Wednesday against the Philadelphia 76ers. We'll, of course, have all that there for you.
The Thunder are the top seed in the West.
Who?
The Thunder.
I know.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
I'm still not picking them over the Denver or even Dallas, maybe.
Are you going to pick them if they play the Warriors in the first round?
Yes.
Would you pick them if they said the Lakers in the first round?
Yes. Okay. I'd be more reluctant to do it against the Lakers because they got them two dudes.
The West play-in is so much better than the East play-in.
Oh, of course. Well, because everybody has... Look, there's teams that are going to be out of the playoffs with, what, 5, 6, 7 games over 500.
There'll be two teams out of the... Like, there's a chance that two teams that have more wins than the Heat will be out of the playoffs.
Right.
Yep. Because the Warriors are the 10th spot. They have the same record as the Heat, 46-36.
Right.
So do the Kings. Lakers have one more win than the Heat. And then the Pelicans, I mean, how about this? The Pelicans have 49 wins. Could be bounced from the playoffs. That's one win less than the 2-seed Knicks.
Right. That's what I'm saying. The West has
been... West is a gauntlet, dude.
Like, but I don't understand. West is a gauntlet. Because here's the problem. Here's what I can't figure out. Well, they do have two of the worst records, too, in the West.
No.
The San Antonio and...
Yeah, but at least they got to the 20s. The East has two teams in the teens.
So that means that maybe the East record should have been better, but they beat up on each other.
Maybe.
Right? Up and down and up and down. Joel Embiid. I mean, keep in mind, earlier in the year...
It doesn't feel like that. It doesn't feel like that.
What do you mean?
Like, I would just... Like, if I told you... Do you
look at it as the West has a lot of really good teams, and so good teams are going to get forced out? Or do you look at it as the reason why the records aren't so good in the East because everybody's kind of average?
If you put half the teams in the West in the East right now, like, because right now everybody's like, oh, it's the Celtics and everybody else. And I get that. That's a fair assessment of where it is. I don't think you'd feel that way about the Celtics if they had to play any of these other teams. Like, I don't think
so. If I went from like 5 up in the West,
yeah,
you'd feel totally different, right? So the West is stronger, but then why aren't they beating up on each other? Mm. Is my point. Why do they? If the West is stronger, why are all their records?
I think they probably dominated the East.
I was gonna say they're beating up on the East.
Okay,
because the Heat were 0-10 against the top 5 in the West.
Love that.
Really,
0-10.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that would explain a lot. So that's what it is. Because, you know what I mean? Usually, you know, I would say they haven't really been beating up on each other. So it's everybody's been beating up on the East in the West.
Shmeelan says the Thunder or the Astros of the NBA. Does he mean they're cheating?
Hmm. That could be...
Or does he mean a team that rebuilt and are now...
That was their plan. I mean, that was their plan.
Right? Don't they still have a bunch of picks, too?
Oh, they have a ton of picks.
Ton of picks.
Crazy.
They have the Heat's pick in 25, I think.
I'll tell you what, they trusted the process over there.
No, they just did something with it sooner than... Like, here's what happened to Philly when they said the process, which was cool and great, and everybody knew where they were going. But you can't draft guys two or three consecutive years and have them sit out a year. That changes the trajectory of your said process. And when you look at OKC, they had one guy. Chet Holmgren was out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Chet missed all last
year. He missed all of last year.
Played every game this year, though.
But he played every game.
Wow.
So, like, Philly, to this day... And still, those two guys they had in the first pick still have never played every game. Till now, for whoever they're playing for.
Ben Simmons.
Right. Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid have never played a full season. So while we're sitting here talking about, you know, the trust the process, that process is working quite well in OKC because not only are they the top seed, which may or may not be a little fraudulent, because I wouldn't take them over a few teams in the West.
I get you, but it's still a West that has, like, I mean, there's a couple of young teams, younger. Right. I mean, you know, Minnesota's not super young because their star is super young.
Right.
But everybody else is kind of in the prime.
But so even with OKC, imagine being the number one seed and having a bunch of picks.
Pretty good.
Like, right. Yeah. That's what the process is.
That's actually what bothers me about the Marlins, because the Marlins are bad. And usually in every other sport, it's like, hey, we're bad, but at least we get the first pick. In baseball, it just doesn't like really happen that way.
I don't even know how the baseball draft works.
Exactly. Even if we do have this amazing prospect, I won't see him until about 3 or 4 years from now.
We never get that process. Like, remember Chicago had to hold the guy back?
I figured out in baseball, here's what you need to do. Just draft really good players' sons, because that apparently is what we're like. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. True, now you got this kid on the Orioles everybody's raving about, Matt Holliday's kid.
Mm. Right. Yeah, that's right.
Go get me Juan Pierre's kids.
Oh, yeah.
Bendix.
Where are they?
Oh, we have Conine's kid, don't we?
Do we?
Where's he? Give me Griffin Conine. This kid come out here. I bet you he hit 30 home runs. Give me these kids.
Is there a Ken
Griffey
III?
I need Nepo babies out in my line.
Third.
Yeah, yes.
Is there Lefty? A
Ken yes. Anywhere? Go get me the Lowells. Go get me D. Lee's kids. I'm tired of waiting. Everybody else gets the kids all over the place. Remember the Blue Jays? They had Biggio's kid, Guerrero's kid, Bichette's kid. I need some babies of major leaguers. That's how we're going to fix this thing.
You need it in their genes.
I need some genes. I just became president of the Marlins.
Look at that.
No, you didn't.
Get me a meeting with Peter Bendix.
Really?
I just solved it.
You guys are like the same age.
I think he's younger than me. Way smarter.
And then, well, yeah.
Griffin Coline.
How about this? He might be the first person that I have ever met from Cleveland and could give a rat's ass about the Browns.
Hmm. He did it. Well, yeah, he's like, well, I knew the Kelseys. Same high school as the Kelseys.
Right. So I said, then you know Bernie.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't say you know me. I went with Mr. Popular, who's also from Ohio.
Schmeathen says, go draft Dan Ugla Jr. Exactly.
Oh, no! No!
Yeah.
His dad knows the regime, the regimen.
Bud Rodriguez's son?
Oh, I think his son's actually already a pitcher.
Oh. Griffin Conine, by the way, hasn't made his ML debut.
I'm pretty sure Bud Rodriguez's kid pitched against the Marlins.
Hey. Yeah.
Actually, is his son on the Giants or is he not in the league anymore? I'm not sure.
Derek Rodriguez is...
He used to be on the Giants.
Yeah. Pitcher. Wow, isn't that crazy? He's in the Mexican league now.
He had a run, though. He had a cup of coffee.
I'll take him. No, I mean, he was able to make it to the league. He was a 6th-round pick in the MLB.
Do you want Pudge's kid?
Should have been a catcher.
Dan Ugla's kid.
Oh, yeah.
Dan Ugla's kid. Dontrell Willis have any kids?
Daddy knows how to train him. Remember the... hey, listen. See these Boses.
Oh, look at that.
Pops knew what he was doing.
McCaffrey.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah.
They're different. What about...
Can I say something?
Isn't there another one coming out?
Another McCaffrey?
No, the wide receiver. McConkley. Who? Wasn't he a son?
I don't know.
Yeah, McConkley. Isn't he coming out of Georgia?
Hey, you play with Clay Matthews Sr.
A long time.
Do you think he was on the, you know?
Dude, how about this? Mm-hmm. You ready? Mm-hmm. Let me explain this to you.
Lad McConkey.
You want to know what the scariest thing in the world
Nothing
is?
Nothing says intangible like a name, Ladd McConkie.
Here. Clay Matthews Sr.
Yeah.
And Ozzie Newsome got drafted to the Cleveland Browns when I was 8 years old. I played 2 years with him.
Damn.
Sheesh.
Longevity.
And he still went and played more football in Atlanta. Clay Matthews Sr.
Wow.
No, isn't that McConkie's
I'm just saying, first of all, his first name is Ladd. Let's start with that.
Ladd.
Just Ladd. But McConkie after
McConkie,
he's a son of Benji and Brittany McConkie.
No. Mm. Okay.
Nope. They just happen to have the same.
No, I think it's an L in it.
Not
in
all McConkie
that play wide receiver.
Oh, McConkie.
I think so, yeah.
We'll take a quick break. Back with more after this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's our number 2 with Tobin and Leroy.
It's a major move right here, baby. You gotta get with it or get lost. You understand?
Yeah. This young Lord reporting live from Atlanta, Georgia.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. All right, we were talking about this during the break a little bit. Marcos was giving me a breakdown.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get back into the sports, of course. We got Leroy's game balls and game bumps coming up. Look, I don't have time for a lot of things, Marcos, okay?
Yeah, busy man.
I have kids. I have UFC.
You wouldn't have been able to figure it out anyway.
I have UFC 300. I can't keep up with everything.
Guys, you don't even know.
I know some of them. I know of them.
I watched an hour and a half video on this.
Yesterday. I know what you did.
I did. I really did.
I know one because I know one got us Caleb Martin, and that's J. Cole, who is my favorite in all of beef. Whoever is beefing with J. Cole.
Yeah.
If you want me to take your side, you're going to have to get me somebody better than Caleb Martin.
You don't even know a J. Cole song.
Oh, that's not true, dude. That's not true. I know his song.
Yeah.
One song.
Yeah, his song.
You know, you can't have one song and get up in this beef.
What do you mean?
True. You got to be established. All the people we talking about.
J. Cole's got a lot of hits. I feel like he's very popular.
Yeah, but you said one song.
But you said I didn't know any of his songs, and I know his song. But I don't have time to talk about my trivia or my knowledge here.
Yeah,
I want to get to what Marcos is going to say, so don't worry about which songs I know or do not know from J. Cole, okay?
Indeed.
Which, of course, is Norris.
Oh, yes, indeed.
So what the hell's going on here, man? Can you break this as a musician yourself, Art God Savvy?
Indeed.
Clear Skies out available now on all streaming platforms.
This is our pop culture guy.
Yeah, for sure. I know some things.
Yeah, you know, because J Fig knows things, but it's usually about country,
heavy
God.
Metal.
True.
I wouldn't go to J Fig for my hip hop knowledge.
Yes, good. I appreciate that. Thank you.
So what the hell's going on here, man? So can I tell you what I know?
Yes, please.
Here's what I know.
Okay.
I know Kendrick Lamar dropped a diss track. I know that it kind of took shots at J. Cole.
Indeed.
And Drake. I know J. Cole then responded. I didn't listen to his response, but I did see the clip of him saying, "I'm sorry," which apparently everybody does to Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
They seem very scared of him.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't know what that is, because isn't he very tiny?
Like, very tiny, which has been brought up in this beef.
Okay.
A lot of these rappers are tiny.
Indeed.
But no, he's very tiny, though.
A lot of them are very tiny.
But J. Cole's not.
J. Cole and Drake are not.
Acting like street thugs.
So,
right?
Correct. That's where I'm at.
Yes.
I have not been at the Drake response. I saw a lot of clips. I didn't listen to any of them because I was busy yesterday.
Yeah.
Rick Ross appears like he's just trolling on Instagram.
Indeed.
How did he get involved? What the hell's going on here, Marcos?
Okay. I'm going to give a quick, synopsis of things without getting into too much detail that people don't care about. Long story short, you mentioned everything up to J. Cole apologizing, which is like very soft. Is that not soft? That's very soft.
It seems soft, but
it also
could be mature.
If he didn't want none of that smoke, he should have
just say nothing then. Don't say something and then retract your statement. You know, it's like deleting a tweet. Then don't tweet it, buddy.
Damage is done.
Vlad is chiming in on the chat, by the way. He says, "This is when you guys need Vlad." I'm like, "You're right."
And he has a point here in which he says, they all hate Drake. It's the Avengers versus Thanos. And it is a very, very similar situation in that once Kendrick released that, a lot of people were like, "Hey, you know what? I think I hate Drake too."
Right. So they were just waiting for the floodgates to open on attacking Drake.
But he is the most famous and has the most money out of everybody.
So most successful, most famous, most powerful, and honestly, very charitable in that
he's done a lot for other rappers. Like there's a bunch of people that come up through him.
He mentioned in his diss track a lot of these artists who are currently mad at him, including The Weeknd.
The Weeknd's mad at him?
The Weeknd, they got a beef.
Wait a minute.
See, I can't keep up with all this.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
The Weeknd is how...
He has
Drake
a beef.
Drake got him into...
Absolutely. So Drake's point
is... everybody knows The Weeknd... Oh, yeah, that's
like
Drake.
Justin Bieber coming after Usher.
It is. It is indeed. You know, you don't bite the hand that feeds you.
That's true.
And unfortunately, that seems to be the case. Drake has given a lot of these people their first number one record, including Future, including Weeknd, including Rick Ross, who are now deciding, it's time to hate Drake. Okay, we're hating Drake right now? Okay, guys, let's go hate Drake.
So they're just sick of him, dude.
So they're sick of him for each of them have their various reasons. But, a lot of these people are seeing the momentum building towards Drake.
So they're piling on.
Exactly. So now we have, this is where now.
So they're not rats off a ship. They rats on a ship.
We have artists, we have R&B singers, we have rappers, we have producers, and now even Ja Morant is now involved in the beef.
He's got to stay out of trouble.
He got to stay out of trouble.
And you know what? There's nothing worse than an injury that will put you back into trouble because he's bored.
For sure. Absolutely. And one of the things that Drake mentioned directly referencing the NBA superstar was, and to that Hooper who be always doing the gritty, and then continued to say that he does soft stuff on the internet. But it's just like, he didn't even refer to him by his name. But Drake did go as far as addressing one of the producers who is, I guess, leading the charge against him, and gave him one line out of the entire disc, because most of it was pointed at Kendrick and Future and Weeknd, but gave one line, and his name is Metro Boomin. He's known for making beats.
You're right.
His one line that Drake said was, "Metro Boomin, shut your bleep ass up and make some drums," and then continue to go on for quite a bit. And look, I tell you what, the reason why it kind of broke the internet.
Well,
initially,
so Metro Boomin did that song with Weeknd, so that's how they together now.
So they're all just on the side saying, "I hate that guy."
They're all, and then J. Cole, who attempted to be a diplomat, this initially kind of...
He was trying to be mature and grown, and he should have just stuck by his guns.
Absolutely.
Because now nobody likes him, I imagine.
And now it's like, okay, well, get out of here then. If you want to be mature, get out of here. No one needs your maturity, dude. We're trying to fight.
Unless he wants to go scout and find me another basketball player.
Yeah,
he's really good at that.
He's very good at that. But yes, you know, so now there's an Avengers versus Thanos kind of thing. But the reason why this one kind of broke the internet kind of is because the release initially was leaked with some lyrics that were changed and some instrumentals that were changed. And then the real version leaked. There were some shots at Rick Ross, you know, Miami's own Rick Ross. And you see, Drake does some things, though, because once this initial diss track leaked, Rick Ross was seen playing it everywhere. Drake's response to that was like, who's your most recent baby mother? Well, she has front row tickets at the Drake concert now.
Wow.
So things are getting petty. He mentioned Kendrick Lamar's wife's name while using a double entendre, which is, you know, we'll get to that later. That's advanced rap music. But nonetheless, all the kids are going crazy for it.
First of all, I'm going to tell all men and women this, right? If your significant other is doing dirt behind your back, don't get mad at the other person. Your significant other know what the situation is.
Especially if that person is very famous and can make songs about it.
All these people, right?
Yep.
That want to get mad at Drake for these situations.
Yep.
You need to be mad at your damn girl.
Yeah.
Okay? And stop this. Stop that.
Vlad's saying this is Dirty Mackin.
Dirty Mackin. A lot of people are accusing Drake of.
So he's saying, and here's how that goes. Like, there's a rule.
Yep.
Amongst boys.
Bro code.
Right? Bro code. If you date somebody and y'all break up, she's off limits to the group.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Now, the rap game is a little different.
Indeed.
Because all of them be dating all of them.
Exactly.
So why is everybody so upset?
I don't know
what's going to happen if y'all break up. She going to go get another rapper.
Especially if she's
imagine.
Right. I mean, so why is everybody so shocked?
Mike McDaniel didn't follow the Dirty Mackin rule. You expect rappers to
By the way, did you see Mike McDaniel this week at the Guitar Hotel?
Oh, my God.
Got himself a pair of
custom shoes. First of all,
what a life he lives.
Custom shoes.
Who sent that tweet out with him going on stage?
That's another thing.
I couldn't stop watching it.
Everybody's doing this AI.
I couldn't stop watching it, though.
Dude, they've done them for everybody. Everybody. There's one with Messi.
Dude, I couldn't stop watching
Spo,
it.
I saw Spo.
There's one with
well.
Spo. I saw the... Yeah. It's
hilarious.
Who is that famous entrance?
That is Lil Yachty entering at Rolling Loud.
Yeah, that so they
he
just,
had like a 17-minute intro.
Yeah, they just AI'd everybody into that. They're hilarious. Everybody's doing that same intro. Sure.
Hey,
it's so good.
I could picture Mike McDaniel doing that.
I thought that was him with the Hard Rock. I was like, this guy's enjoying this pool party.
It's hilarious, but no. So that's the overall basis of it. Right.
So the overall basis of it is Drake is screwing everybody's women. He's more famous and has more money than all of them.
Correct. And Kendrick Lamar is
that why Kendrick
jealous.
Lamar hates him?
So Kendrick Lamar and him have had this is something that's been
this goes back a while though, right?
Yeah, they've gone as far as there was an infamous freestyle during a BET Awards in which Kendrick Lamar had dissed Drake and then said, oh, no, it's just hip hop. But then ended it with like, I tucked a sensitive rapper back in his pajama clothes. And was just saying, you know, he's a sensitive rapper. But every opportunity Kendrick Lamar gets to separate himself from the competition, he likes to assert himself as the big dog. Little man syndrome, if you ask me. But, yeah, so Kendrick Lamar is usually always feisty with it. And Drake hasn't really responded until, I mean, he was forced to. But another thing that came out with Rick Ross trolling the following day, once Rick Ross got a little bit of attention, you know, he's a businessman. He's going to continue to market this into somehow a Wingstop promotion. But he is now accusing Drake of having a nose job. That is far.
Wow.
That is as far as we're going now. Drake apparently, he's calling him BBL Drizzy.
But here's the thing. Okay. Here's the thing. Everybody else getting serious about it. And Rick Ross is just having
I feel like Rick Ross
just,
is
he put basically pulling a Toby.
He really he was seen wearing
you
a
you can't
a
mess
Drake.
With the silly guy.
Right.
What are you supposed
you
to
can.
Do?
Because yeah. he don't care. You could go all angry at him and he just gonna laugh it off.
Yeah. But a lot of shots were fired.
Well, here's what happens. Here's what happens in the rap game. And I'm gonna tell you what happens. Guys get backed into a corner that they don't wanna be in. Right?
Yeah.
That's what happens. Like yeah, it's all fun and games. Y'all rapping back and forth, back and forth. Somebody gets personal, and then you get backed into a corner that you don't want to be in. When you know how you're going to get if that happens,
right.
So just don't go there, right? Whatever, whatever. Especially don't go there after dude next to you went there and you say, oh, I'm going to go there too. No, that's his fight. That ain't your fight. You just made his fight your fight for different reasons. Because now everybody business going to get out there.
Yep.
Right? And more importantly, all the women that y'all walk around as arm candy is going to be with somebody else next month.
JIP.
So don't be mad at it.
JIP, he was very interested in all this. Says, Tobin, did you see what Boban did? He wants to get the show back on track. I did see what Boban did.
That was
did.
Cool, though.
I did see what Boban did. Yeah. Did you see what Boban did?
No. Why would I care what Boban did? Boban. Besides grab a big handful of...
anything.
Boban is the most lovable character in the NBA, right? He's a giant cartoonish Serbian center, you know, 7'3", giant hands. And he's, you know, you've seen him probably in the Allstate commercials, you know, where he bouncing it. Do you know, so Boban, you know how they have in promotions, Leroy, have you ever noticed in promotions where like at a game, they'll if your opponent misses two free throws, you'll get some free food.
Yeah.
Udonis Haslem famously did this against the Hawks where he sunk the second free throw and told him to buy their own chicken. Well, yesterday, Boban,
so great.
The Rockets, I don't know who the Rockets are playing. I think they're playing the Clippers.
Yes, the Clippers.
And he missed the first free throw, and all of a sudden the crowd goes crazy, and Boban like looks around and he's like, want me to miss? Boban's like, you want me to miss? And so Boban intentionally misses the free throw. And everybody's like, yeah, Boban! They didn't have anything to play for.
Was the Rockets coach pissed? Like, do you think, what's he
mean? How could you be pissed at Boban?
Boban, yeah, that's right.
You go, I saw the coach.
Plus, again, they had no, what else are they going to do, you know?
Yeah, what are they going to, he's like, what's he going to be upset because they finished under 500? No, yeah, they were fine.
Which is great.
They won the game anyway. So.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
Yeah, they won.
Yeah, I just saw the chicken thing, and I was like,
did everybody get free what?
I just saw free chicken. I'm not sure if it was.
Hey, Hugh McGoo's.
Hey, is that it? Is it good?
I don't know.
You work for Hugh McGoo's.
You got to go to the chicken strips. No, because I've seen them pop up. You know where I ate? I've been driving by this place, and it's a big place with a drive-through, and I'm like, I'm going to try it out. Culver's.
Oh, Culver's. Yeah, I've had that before.
Yeah. I went there.
Liked it?
I got a patty melt.
Oh, okay.
A little dry. They could have kind of thrown some kind of... Usually you do a patty melt, you put the little special sauce on it.
Yep.
Theirs was dry as hell.
Frisco melt.
Yeah, Frisco. Yeah.
That's good right there.
Yeah.
All right, well, listen.
Can we get back on...
Art God Savvy gave you a breakdown on this like none other.
Thank you.
What do you want to get on?
No, I'm saying just we got to get back.
Oh, he wants to get on these over here.
Oh, I understand. We got to take a break. Leroy gives out his game balls and game bums next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bum, 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 bum.
This guy's a bum.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. What is that, short rib?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
That short rib put you on red alert. I might have to.
He's going
to
be very sleepy in the last hour of the show.
So far, yeah, definitely. So far, I've had cheeseburger, short rib.
I'd gas you up with another Cafe Bustelo, but I know you're going to be very, very on thin ice driving home. you know? I don't need you to be renting a hotel room before you get back to Davey.
He's gonna rent the stadium in right next to the Hard Rock Stadium.
You gotta pick up Teaspoon today?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's get to our game balls and game bums, Leroy. Who gets your game ball for the weekend?
So my game ball is definitely gonna go to Scottie Scheffler. He's the best in the world right now. He plays like the best in the world.
You think he's going to stay the best in the world? Like a lot of these guys, they think they're going to be the next truth, but golf is hard.
Well, the difference between him and all the other guys is they've had one-year stretches. He's won two Masters the last two Masters in the last 3 years. None of them have done that. Rory had like a three-year stretch where they thought he was going to be Tiger.
Oh, where did he finish, by the way?
I don't know. He made the cut. Right? And so
what? How did Tiger finish?
Hmm?
How did Tiger finish?
He finished.
He broke a record, though.
Yeah, 100 rounds.
Was it the
most consecutive made cuts?
Was it the bench press record? Because he's swole as hell.
Most consecutive made cuts. Also, the thing you have to realize about, here, I'll tell you a little trick behind Tiger, right? It's almost like the roller coaster thing. He's not getting more swole. His shirts are getting tighter. So he's wearing smaller shirts.
You think so?
The material. Every golfer, the shirts are different. They used to, golf clothes used to drape over him.
Dude.
Now they.
He's swole.
He ain't that swole.
Bro, he has veins for in a his golfer, forearms.
Leroy, for a golfer, he's like DeChambeau right now.
No, DeChambeau is skinny.
No, I'm talking about like prime DeChambeau.
What about, what about Brooks Koepka?
Tiger looks like he could barely turn his neck. He's that swole.
Yeah.
He looks
that's,
like
that,
he.
That's his back.
Well, obviously, Leroy, with the lack of moving he's doing around, he's spending a lot of time doing upper body.
No legs?
Dude, no.
He is.
It's very noticeable.
No, he's very.
He on that intangible workout.
His forearms have veins like everywhere. Like yeah. He's jacked more.
It's the shoulders that are throwing me off.
Yeah. Okay, but I'm just telling you, that has more to do with the tight shirts that everybody wears now. Brix Koepka, he's swole. Gary Woodland?
I saw Brooks Koepka in person. He ain't Tiger Woods right now.
No. What? Okay, hold on.
No, he's bigger than Tiger.
This guy is jacked, dude. This is an amazing picture. I need to grab this because you can't deny this, Leroy.
All right, come
on. He looks like he's wearing your shoulder pads.
Stop. You guys are idiots.
You got that side-by-side that you saw the other day? Is that what you're going to put up for him?
I'm going to grab that as well. Okay. This other one that I'm seeing here.
Yeah, he looks ridiculous.
You can't.
What is your game bum while he gets that?
My game bum... is going to go to the PGA Tour.
Ooh. Oh.
And here's why.
Damn.
I saw all the LIV guys playing in the Masters. Y'all got to find a way to get this thing going because there's too many good golfers playing on another tour. And right now, with 3 out of the 13 making the top 10, you can't tell me you have the best tour. Mm. You can't. So they got to figure out a way to make it work. Here's the problem. The messengers of this have ruined it. When you have Sergio out there blasting the PGA, when you have Phil blasting the PGA, and you have Greg Norman blasting the PGA, the first response is fighting back. The first response ain't making it work. And so that prolonged any chance of this becoming one big old tour with a lot more money. And so that's the problem that, you know, and I don't blame the PGA Tour for fighting back, but now that you're here and you realize that Brooks Koepka's on LIV, he won a major last year. He was in the hunt this year.
Mm-hmm.
When you have all of the LIV players, and you could tell the only guy that wasn't wearing LIV stuff was Brooks Koepka.
Yeah, John Rahm had that logo.
I was
surprised he was wearing that.
No, they all did.
I know.
They all had their bags, too.
I was surprised.
Right. So
those bags were cool.
The bags are cool.
Marcos, now, they all had these custom bags.
Yeah.
Team
bags. They're expensive. And so somebody
what do you got on your Ironheads? Is that what that is? Whose team was that?
I can't remember. But like people say, hey, you support the LIV Golf? I said, no, I support the cool hat. What do I care?
Yeah, and even if you do support LIV Golf.
So what? I like good golf.
Yeah, like what?
Like those guys. Listen, I love the fact
that
they get
golf fun.
I love the fact they get to go out, relax, and have fun.
Yeah.
You know, and play well. And you can't tell me they're not playing good golf because one of them won a major last year.
Now,
so fix it.
Fix it, dude.
Now you have to admit, this guy's jacked, dude. This guy is jacked, dude.
He looks, he's like, that dude is doing nothing but bench and shrugs.
What is he doing?
Look at the traps. Oh,
what is he doing? I mean, he looks miserable in this picture.
Yeah, he's just, I mean, he missed the cut.
No, he didn't.
Okay, well, dude, come on now.
Look how tight. Wait. Hold on. Yeah. Hold on, you idiots. Okay, ready? Look at how loose the clothes are in 2001.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
Look at how they get a little bit smaller.
Dude.
Now look how tight the clothes are. Even the pants.
Dude, he has pecs in the last picture. That's not the shirt. Crazy.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Look at that.
This dude.
He looks like a linebacker.
Why is he standing so awkward? It's not awkward.
Yeah, you want to know why? Because he hasn't been able to turn his neck because he's too busy. He's like living in the iron paradise.
Dude, that's one of those weird things where, like, you know someone's taking a picture of you and they're trying to sneak it, and last second you're just like, I just want to get some water, dude.
You got a picture with Tiger?
No. Wait,
not even when we sang with Prince?
Huh?
Not even when we sang with Prince?
You guys I'm not a picture guy.
That's true.
I'm not a picture guy. Like, I don't want, like, you know, there's a lot of people that I like.
Tiger Woods looks like he's using the 4 a.m. like, oh. Do you want to use testosterone
but look at,
to keep
look
it
at,
going
no,
in the
but
50s?
Look at the pants. All the clothes fit differently back then, too.
Yeah, of course they fit differently. He's got muscles.
No, look at the pants. Dude. Look how baggy. His legs aren't that big and much bigger.
Come on. You can't deny it. You're going to deny that he doesn't look a little more muscly?
I will say this.
Look at that. Look at
hold
those
on,
shoulders.
Hold on.
They slope.
I will say this. Perhaps he's only been doing upper body.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Crazy, bro.
No legs.
Tiger Woods sits there and looks like when he's on the golf cart, all he's doing is shrugging.
And curls.
Just kayaking, dude. That's what he's doing. I do see an article here from Daily Mail, so I'm not sure.
This is the thing. I used to, when we did our four episodes of Tea Time, I used to make fun of Tiger for this because, like, we would like read these articles about Tiger doing agility. I'm like, wait, he's a golfer.
Yeah.
What it actually turns out, because I would watch that show on Netflix, it's a thing, dude. These guys go to these like little factories.
Yeah.
And they're doing resistance swings and all this.
Yeah.
And then, but the funny thing is, I was like, I see John Rahm win the majors, and you know.
Like,
he doesn't
listen.
It seems unnecessary.
They say,
chunky.
I always say golf is not a sport; it's a skill. And they go, why? I say, because if you can smoke a cigarette and drink a beer, it's not an athletic event.
Ozzie Guillen brought this back the other day too, because he's doing
Ozzie Guillen.
He's doing Chicago White Sox TV.
Oh my god!
He goes, all these guys blowing out their arms and getting hurt never happened when everybody was fat.
Oh.
And he's right.
Got a point.
It never happened.
Smoke cigarettes and dine.
He used to be, I remember this when the Marlins were on the franchise and he was the manager and he's like, look at you guys, you all look like models, hit 150.
But it's like, but you know what? It's the sport's fault for that. Because when we go and watch the combine and stuff like that, we're all interested in how they look. And so these guys get their body ready to look good in front of these guys. And we don't put enough emphasis on how the hell they play.
Yeah, we call that the old Deion Jordan.
Yes. Yes. So while you want to blame the players, and think about this, in golf, in sports, everything is cyclical, right? So if one person starts working out, right, you think everybody else is going to say, whew, that's the best in the world. He's working out. I better start working out if I want to keep up with him. Nobody's saying Jack was number one and he ain't do nothing. Right? Nobody say that. Like, if you look at golf, one of the most incredible things about golf is go look at the body types. From the little guy to the guy that's 6'7". Right? Being fit has nothing to do with it. You got to stretch. You got to be mobile. But other than that, no.
Well, take a quick break. Your Florida Panthers, their regular season is winding down. Paul Maurice joined Joe Rose this morning.
Yeah, I heard
and, it. And gave me the goose. He's talking about Bob. We'll bring you that and give you some cat talk coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!